This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This week, Ford Motor Company kicked off what's likely to be a series of layoffs in the auto industry. Ford announced it will eliminate some 3,000 white-collar jobs in the U.S. by the end of the year. Analysts say under terms of new contracts with the United Auto Workers, General Motors, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler may cut 50,000 jobs over the next 4 years. Reductions will come through buyouts and attrition, and wage increases will be smaller. But on one crucial front, the UAW did not give ground: health insurance for its members. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Unionized manufacturing workers have the kind of health insurance that's only a distant memory for most American workers. They pay little or nothing toward premiums, they have very low deductibles, they aren't forced into restrictive managed care plans, and they carry their health insurance into retirement. With healthcare costs spiraling, manufacturers want some of those benefits back. General Motors, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler all demanded concessions on healthcare when they sat down with the United Auto Workers this summer. Richard Bank, director of the Center of Collective Bargaining at the AFL-CIO, says the UAW wouldn't budge.
Ron Gettelfinger, the president of the UAW, made it very clear at the outset of negotiations that health care benefits were sacrosanct. So the battle lines were drawn on health care very early on.
The stakes were high on both sides. American car makers desperately need to bolster profits, which have been hurt in a fierce price war with foreign car makers. American companies spend much more on health insurance for their workers than foreign car makers because health care is subsidized in most other industrialized countries. U.S. automakers also bear the high cost of insuring a large population of retired workers. By the same token, says Harley Shaken, a professor at the University of California at Berkeley, protecting health benefits was a high priority for the UAW.
The UAW has an older membership, average age 46, average years of service about 20. And auto work tends to be physically very demanding. For these members, health care is pivotal. They fought hard for it in earlier years, and they're looking towards retirement, and they want to preserve these gains.
It was an extraordinarily difficult time for the UAW to take such a stance. The U.S. has lost almost 3 million manufacturing jobs over the past few years, and the UAW was under pressure to help the automakers become more competitive. But the union prevailed. Shaken says in the current economic climate, it's a striking victory.
But it didn't come cheaply. To gain this, they had to give somewhere else. They wound up probably giving up some wages, perhaps some job security, and some givebacks in other areas as well.
UAW officials wouldn't comment because not all the contracts with the Big Three have been ratified yet. Richard Bank of the AFL-CIO says many unions have traded smaller wage increases this year to protect their health care benefits.
It's much less damaging to give up a percentage or two in a wage increase temporarily than to permanently change the structure of your health care plan. It is very difficult ever to get that back in bargaining.
Of course, UAW members don't know if their concessions on wages and closing unprofitable auto factories will be enough for the Big Three to regain their footing. Nor do they or other union members know how long giving up wage increases for health care benefits will work. After all, there's no end in sight to double-digit medical inflation. Health economist Uwe Reinhardt of Princeton University foresees a bleak future for unskilled workers exposed to foreign competition.
I don't know if they know it, but 10 years from now, the companies simply won't be able to afford to give them any more health insurance. They will drop it. The workers can't afford it out of their own pocket. And one of two things will happen. We will either simply price these people out of the health system, or the government has to step in and subsidize their health insurance.
Unions and some big manufacturers say they would favor a national solution, but Americans have recoiled from it in the past, and there's no sign that those feelings have changed. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.